Sunday the 23rd of February 2020, 10:45 service. Sermon series, God Speaks. Sermon title, We Are Not God. Bible reading, Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
Today's reading is taken from Habakkuk 2, verse 12 to the end. Habakkuk's second complaint. O Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die. O Lord, you have appointed them to execute judgment. O Rock, you have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made men like fish in the sea, like sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with his hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet. And so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Lord, are you not from everlasting? Our God, our Holy One, you will not die. May I speak your word in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was just meditating when we were singing the second song on the worship section. It says, I've got my mind made up and I won't go back. I don't know whether you mean that. I've got my mind made up and I won't go back. That's a promise you're making to God today. And we're going to see how we can follow it up. Where we are read today is the book of Habakkuk. On a sermon series of God speaking to us, God speaks. And today we're going to have the theme to be, we are not God. We are not God. Christianity is going to a place where you come to church, you'll be silent, you praise God and you go. No more sermon. You can't tell me that you haven't heard about this gospel. You can't tell me that you haven't bought a Bible in your house. You can't tell me that you don't have the application on your phone. Even if you don't know how to read the Bible, you have an application on your phone that can read the Bible for you. The book of Habakkuk. I see myself as the minor prophet like Habakkuk of the 12th minor prophets. Habakkuk is not a minor prophet because he's a young man. Habakkuk is just because he speaks specifically on what God has instructed him to say. He don't elaborate. Very few words. Gladly for the women who say, yeah, women are wonderful. Remember, when you have a child, the first word always comes out of the child is mommy. That's magical. It's not that daddies are not good, but always mommy. Then you start growing with a child, and the child now started going to school, to nursery school, primary school. Immediately he gets to primary school, he comes back home with the question, why? Go and put this television on. Why? Can you stop that? Why? Even can you come and eat? He will ask you, why must I eat now? This is the same thing with Habakkuk. There is no need of you asking God why. This is the second complaint of Habakkuk. Habakkuk has seen it all. What is going on with this world? What is actually wrong with us? Just imagine, the people of Babylon will be the people that will just suppress Israel. These people are not better than Israel. They are not righteous than Israel. But God has instructed that there will be the people that will deal with them. Be careful when you mention yourself to be a Christian and you think that you are better of those people that are not Christians. Because they might be the people that you see at the door of the heaven while you struggle to come in. Habakkuk is trying to tell us about you can question God. You can be angry. Why can we see? Why are we seeing all these wicked things happening? It's not in news anymore that horrible things are happening. It's not in news anymore when you put on your television. Some people always put on their television with their BP tablet somewhere because in the next 2 minutes or 2 seconds, you will hear a news that will get your heart bleed. It's not in news anymore that on the street we see people stabbing each other. A few days ago, a young lady confessed that she wanted to bomb St. Paul's. That's the Church of God. It's not in the news anymore that you come to church. I don't know why you're here. I don't know why you are here. I don't know what you're going through. But maybe today you will find a solace in God. Maybe today you will find something to hold on. I don't know where you're going through. They are not better of you. They are not better. You pray to God. You pay your tithe. You do everything. But you are still sick. But you see all those people you think that did not know God. You see them enjoying their lives. Jumping up and down. Within a short of time, we're going to have what is called a Lent course, Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday reminds us that all of us comes from dust, and from dust we shall go. Do you know who I am? It's only one day you know who you are. Will you be able to stand in the throne of God and tell God what you've done? Habakkuk is reminding us to be open to each other. Habakkuk is reminding us that the time of Lent is a time of dropping down this act of hypocrisy. The act of hypocrisy, I laugh with you at the back, I'll say something against you. And you call yourself a Christian. Not actually a Christian, but you have the mark of St. Charles on your forehead, as long as you're in this church. Some people have turned away from being a member of St. Charles. To be called the name St. Charles, they are now answering St. Judas. If you want to answer St. Charles, you know the reason of answering St. Charles. If you want to answer as a Christian, you know the reason of answering Christian. Christianity is about being like Christ, trying to be like Christ. How is your life? Are you tired of what is going on? Are you impressed in any circumstance you've done, in any way you have come and come short of the glory of God? There is good news for you. We have a loving God. We have a loving Father. Who is slow to anger, who is always there. He says that he is the propitiation for our sins. He is always there to give us hope. He is always there to bless us. The question there is, have you made your mind made up to be a Christian? I have to tell people, I used to say this to people, do not make church less important than a pub. Do not make church less important than a pub. I've said this before in this church. Somebody who came to the church and saw how the church is. He or she was chastised in the church, said all sorts of things against her. She was angry and went to the pub to drink away her sorrow. Is it what Christianity is all about? Look at them. She came to the church and her phone went off and they started asking, who is this person with the phone? Can't you turn off your phone? She was very angry. She left to the pub to drink away her sorrow. And she went to the pub. Because of her anger, the barman put the pint of beer for her. Because of the way she felt, she didn't know the time, she just threw the pint on the floor. The manager ran immediately to her and said to her, I'm sorry, don't worry, I'll give you another one. Just go and sit down and pack everything up. Where do you see the accommodation? Is it in the pub or in the church? We need to accommodate each other. We need to be our brother's keepers. We need to understand the meaning of Christianity and the meaning of St. Charles. You are not cold. You are not hot. In the Bible it says what? I'll pour you away. If you want to be cold, you have to be cold. If you want to be hot, you have to be hot. I see myself in this book as a Habakkuk. I see myself as a minor prophet who speak specifically about what God is saying to us. You are not God. God is not a man that he can lie. God chooses to bless whom he chooses to bless. If you want his blessing today, he is ready to give you the blessing. But the question is, have you made your mind to follow him? Jesus Christ is at the heart of your heart. The door of your heart knocking for you to open for him to come in. He has shown his love for us by sending his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. He said, if you believe in him, you will have everlasting life. And that is the promises of God. I'm not going to bore you with some because you know it all. There are people in this church that are more knowledgeable than me about the gospel. But how do you practice it? How is your life within your neighborhood, where you live, in your family? Habakkuk was asking God, why? Why do you like to see all these wicked people prospering more than the righteous? But remember, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have gotten that eternal life. And that's the reason why you are here. Last time I heard somebody saying about fear and the wallet of a rich man. It's only fear that can open the wallet of a rich man. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I'm going to get you to Isaiah 55 from verse 7. It says, let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts, says the Lord, are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so as my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. How is your life today? Jesus Christ is a merciful God. He loves us so much. We are his children. You don't have anything to worry about. Come to him. Always remind him of his word. Remember, he said, cast your burden onto me and I will carry it. How are you carrying your burden? Have you forgotten what he said in his book? Remind God what he said. You said I should put my trust in you. You said I should cast all my burden onto you. that you will carry it. That's what Habakkuk is saying. Throwing it back to God. Why? All of us are children of God. We are not doing wrong thing by asking God questions. Have you asked God any question before? Is everything okay for you? I doubt it. If it's okay for you, your neighbor, look around. You have somebody to pray for. You have somebody to be with. During this time of the Lent, my advice for you is, let us drop the life of hypocrisy. Let us drop the life of hypocrisy and focus on Christianity. Because Christ, our King, is coming. He wants us to be in love with one another. He wants us to cherish Him. He wants us to show that love to one another. That is why we're here, because we are one family. Church is not an organization. Church is not an organization. It's a family. Church is a family. Church is a home. You cannot run away from your home. You can't run away from a family. But you can run away from your organization. Let us make our church a family. And let us make our church a home. And God Almighty will always remember you. And He will pour His healing power and your blessing upon you this day and forever. Amen.